We were weighed down walking to the tomb. We knew the way, for we had walked it 2 days before. We had followed Joseph from Arimathea and his servant down the hill from Golgotha, their arms straining with the weight of dead Jesus' body. We saw where they laid him. We saw how they wrapped him in linen. We saw their shoulders pushing that stone in place, and we heard the sound of it grinding shut. And through our eyes streamed tears, and we marched the place, for we knew we would come back. And on the first day of the next week, we came in with our arms full of aromatic oils and spices, cinnamon, cassia, and myrrh. All of our resources pooled in a fragrant offering, one last service for Jesus. We walked the dark path and the sky just beginning to lighten. What we saw in the semi-darkness was not a closed tomb that we had expected, but a gaping hole. Alarmed, we looked inside, seeing that Jesus' body was gone. Someone had been there before us. How could this be? Grave robbers? Some final act of blasphemy against our Savior? Had Pilate changed his mind? Was Jesus' corpse now hanging somewhere for all to see? I dropped all that I was carrying, and I ran back to find the disciples. Peter and John came racing back, entering the tomb. Jesus was not there. I stood with them, our hands on the giant stone, confusion written on our faces. They left, but I remained, gathering up all those spices, my tears falling on the ground. Would this suffering never end? I turned and looked again at the tomb, but this time there was not darkness, but light. Two angels sitting where Jesus' body should be, and they asked me why I was weeping. Why was I weeping? And then another man, the gardener, suddenly appeared behind me, and he also asked about my tears. All I wanted was Jesus' body, so I could do here what I came for, mourn properly, anoint him with the spices in my arms. Where is Jesus? Tell me if you know, I cried. And then he said my name, and suddenly I recognized him. Jesus, not dead, not cold, not lifeless, and not gone forever. Jesus, alive before me, talking and looking into my eyes. My heart stopped just as I was about to reach out to hold him to see if he was touchable, real, Jesus in the flesh. He talked of my God and of your God, and suddenly it was real to me. It was not God far away, not God listening, but God present and God doing impossible, amazing things. God making morning miracles out of death's darkness. Jesus asked me to go tell the others, and I threw the spices on the ground. No need for them now. And I started running, my feet moving faster than they had ever moved with this beautiful good news. I have seen the Lord. For I have seen the Lord.